We're talking Madrid head football coach Brock Hinkle, his team getting ready for the Class A playoffs, which will get underway on Friday night. And coach, you know, every year when you start the year, the goal is to be playing in late October, and your team is doing that. You know, how are we feeling as you guys get ready for the fun to come?
Yeah, you know, the new season starts now, and anytime you get the opportunity to continue your football season, you're proud of the work your team's put in throughout the year. And, you know, we're excited to continue to play football and, you know, just to see if we can make a run here and start continue to improve with what we've done throughout the year. And let's give it a go.
5-3 on the year, second place in your district, played a really tough non-district schedule. And then I feel like your guys' district was maybe tougher than it got credit for as well. Speak to, you know, the challenges that you guys had this season and how you kind of learned and how maybe those, you know, made you better, you know, for the postseason.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, before the year started when we were scheduling non-district games, we wanted to play good teams and that's what we got. And I think the more battle tested you get throughout the year, you know, bearing some injuries and stuff like that, I think that makes you better prepared for a playoff run. And, you know, we did play, obviously our three losses are to a Woodward Granger and ACGC and Linville Soley, all three really good football teams. I think they have a combined three losses between all three of those teams. So I think we're better for it. I think we're, that's something we wanted to do, and our guys are up for playing anybody, and we're excited to see who we got, you know. And then when you get to the playoffs, you have no control of who you're playing there, and they can put you with anybody really. So, you know, our guys just know now that, yeah, we'll go play anybody.
When you guys have been at your best this year, what does that look like? What have been the things you feel like you've done well?
I think when we're playing a clean style of football, which we haven't done the last couple of weeks, and that's not turning the football over, and that's not having a ton of penalties. And lately we've had a penalty issue, and that's, we're working our best and trying to get those things figured out before these playoff games start. So I think playing a clean brand of football where you're executing what you're supposed to do on all three phases of the game, on offense, defense, and special teams, and not having penalties and turnovers will give you a chance to win every single game we play. So I think that's the biggest thing for us.
Now, looking to Friday night, you know, a kind of unfamiliar opponent in North Butler, what do you know about them as you guys prepare for this matchup?
We're still looking into them, and I think it's an exciting time. Anytime you get a chance to play a team you're not really familiar with, it's kind of fun to scout and watch film on some of those guys. But from what I've saw already, they've got some big dudes up front. They got some skilled players that can, you know, that are pretty dynamic, and they can take things to the house on any given play. Looks like they've had a couple injuries there, but doesn't look like they miss a beat from those guys. So I think they're aggressive. I think they play physical, and I think they're a pretty good football team.
I know you're still kind of in the early stages of preparation, you know, for them, but what does it look like the biggest challenge they'll present to your team is?
Something I just kind of said earlier, we can't turn the football over and we got to clean up our penalties. That's just a big focus for us. Playing a clean brand of football is something that we've been struggling with. And anytime you do that, you give anybody a chance to beat you. So for us, it's going to be trying to play a clean brand of football.
That's Brock Hinkle, head football coach at Madrid. Coach, appreciate the time today, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thanks for having me on.